Hello, and welcome to the Keto for Christ podcast. Have you been struggling to have success with keto? Have you tried it in the past, had great results, but somehow life happened and you gained it all back? It's so much more difficult the second time around, am I right? Trust me, friend, I understand and I feel your pain, frustration, and disappointment because that's exactly what happened to me. My name is Cherie Haynes, and I am so passionate about getting the message of keto out into the world. But what if I told you that bringing God into the equation could make all the difference? As Philippians 4:13 states, "For I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength." So, do you want to do keto the easy way or the hard way? If you'd like to do keto the easy way, please join me each week as I share simple strategies for keto and as we pray together for the strength and commitment we need to honor this temple God has given us so that we can better serve Him. I believe when we do keto for Christ, success will be inevitable. Let's go ahead and jump into today's show. Hello, love. No time for small talk today. I want to get right into it because we have a lot to cover. By the way, if you have not already listened to episode 19 titled, "Who Do You Want to Be?" and episode 20 titled, "Success is Closer Than You Think," and brainstorm the questions I suggested, you may want to do that now or directly after this episode, as I will be referring to concepts previously explained in them. But I have a question for you. How disappointed in yourself are you when you realize, I just fell off the wagon again and ate 3 pieces of pizza, 2 breadsticks, and the chocolate lava cake to top it off? In the moment, it seems like the absolute best decision ever. Am I right? As you anticipate the deliciousness in your mouth and the comfort it provides. And it is oh so good, is it not? Until you finish that last bite, that is. And then the guilt, the shame, the disappointment and the anger start flooding your thoughts and you ask yourself, what is wrong with me? Why don't I have any self-control? Well, love, I don't want you to ever feel that way or talk to yourself like that ever again. Please never forget, as stated in Psalm 139, you are fearfully and wonderfully made by the Father. And I think I have a much better solution for you that you are going to love. Well, maybe not love, but it will be a proactive system we can set up for ourselves in anticipation of the inevitable challenges in life that attempt to derail us. As you're probably very aware, there are all kinds of systems out there for those of us who are positively motivated and are working towards becoming the who they so much desire to be. While I have used and enjoy parts of those systems, I've discovered that there are times when I need a little something more to get me back on track when I occasionally slip. So I am proposing a predetermined, self-defined pivot step. The verb meaning of the word pivot, according to dictionary.com, is to modify while retaining some continuity with its previous version. So this simple, yet not necessarily easy step can be inserted whenever one discovers or chooses to slip. Now, I don't know if you can relate or not, love, but in the past, I have allowed these slips to justify falling off the wagon completely, But recently, I found that each time I make this corrective pivot step, I gain confidence and am even more motivated to stay on track in order to become the person God has designed me to be. As the Apostle Paul says in Romans 8, verses 5 and 6, those who live according to the flesh have their mind set on what the flesh desires, but those who live in accordance with the Spirit have their mind set on what the Spirit desires. The mind governed by the flesh is death, but the mind governed by the Spirit is life and peace. When we've properly set our priorities according to our Heavenly Father's purpose for our lives, our mind is set on the Spirit, leading to life and peace. Okay, so I want you to start thinking about a couple of things that you'd like to begin committing to. Do you have a few ideas in mind? Okay, great. Now, I want you to think, if I ever decide to not follow through on this commitment, what is one thing I could do to pivot and get back on track? And this is where it might get sort of painful. You want this to be a challenge and not something you look forward to. The point here is not to make a habit of having to do this pivot step, but to have a system in place for those times when you do encounter unexpected life circumstances. Does this make sense? Okay, great. Now here is the icing on the cake, no pun intended. If you either A, follow through on your commitment, or B, follow through on your pivot step, you are back on track and it's like you didn't skip a beat. This is something you can be proud of because you followed through in one way or the other. No more starting over. Well, before I give you some examples to get you thinking, I want to share some of my personal struggles and what even sparked this idea. So this summer, as you might recall, we had gone on a vacation, which was much needed. Then 2 days after we returned, we picked up our puppy Mamba, who was as cute as he could be, but let's just say very high maintenance. Then, just weeks later, we had to put Polo, our sweet Italian greyhound, to sleep because she was in constant pain, and we just couldn't imagine her suffering like that one more day. Well, at this point, we had been dealing with a major lack of sleep as Mamba woke up every 2 to 3 hours. And I am definitely one of those need at least 8 hours of sleep to function type of people. Well, then Mia, our Shih Tzu Bichon, got sick for a few days with vomiting and diarrhea. And then once she was back to normal, would you believe it? Mamba gets sick and starts vomiting this orange vomit in large amounts on our brand new carpets. Don't ask. It might not have been the smartest idea to purchase new carpet before getting a puppy. Needless to say, all of this stress and lack of sleep caused me to crave comfort food like crazy, and it was downhill from there. I was still keto, in air quotes, but I was giving into temptation left and right. I share all of this with you in hopes that you, love, can also relate. I realized that something definitely had to give, and my brother and I started to give this system a try. Now, we might not be doing keto perfectly as described by the world, but sometimes other priorities take precedence and we just have to make adjustments to make things work for us. So here are 3 of my original 10 commitments that I started with, as well as the purpose of each. Number 1, begin each day in prayer and the Word. Purpose: I want to make sure I keep God my number 1 focus in everything that I do. Pivot step: if I don't begin each day in prayer and the Word, I will read an extra chapter in the Bible or devotion in addition to the one I missed and the one scheduled for that day by the following day. Number two, work out for at least 30 minutes 6 times per week. Purpose. I know I need to move my body at least 6 days per week to keep my heart strong and my body healthy. I usually work out much longer than this, but with more responsibilities these days, I wanted to choose something I knew I could commit to, which is 30 minutes per day. Pivot step. If I don't work out for at least 30 minutes 6 times per week, I will have to work out for an hour the following day, and as part of that workout, I will have to include 50 burpees and 50 crunches. Number three, remain clean keto. Purpose. I feel best when I eat clean keto and know that by doing this, I am honoring the temple where the Holy Spirit lives. Pivot step. If I don't eat clean keto, I will do a 24-hour fast the following day. I think it's good to allow ourselves some grace from time to time. Sometimes there is a special occasion or something in life that stresses us out, and we are human and sometimes just want a greasy hamburger with a bun or some Emo's pizza. Am I right? As long as this doesn't become a regular occurrence, I think it's important to allow some freedom from time to time. Well, after doing this for about a week or so, I realized, wow, 10 commitments are way too much to take on all at once, and they were causing me a lot of stress and anxiety trying to uphold all of them. So that's when I decided to focus for the time being on the first three that I just mentioned to you. This was much more attainable. But then after another week or so had passed, I realized that with regards to my pivot step for eating clean keto, I didn't want to have to fast 24 hours every time I slipped up. So I brainstormed a couple of alternatives which might have a similar effect. So I decided to give myself a few options. I could still fast for 24 hours if I wanted to, but I could also either walk 10 miles or do a super high intensity workout the following day. And this seemed to really do the trick. It was so nice having options. And that is the beauty of this system, love. You make the rules. And what challenges me might not be a challenge to you. So you have to do some reflection so that you can decide what will get you the best results. And if after a couple of weeks you don't really feel like that pivot step is challenging you anymore, change it up. Hello, love. Have you been searching for some healthy keto products to give you that extra boost? Well, I'd love to share with you what's been working for me. If you go to CherieHaines.Bulafit.com, you'll be able to find everything from Keto Fuel, which is an amazing meal replacement shake, to Keto Coffee, which is a delicious instant organic coffee, to the new and improved Burn Caps. If you've been experiencing cravings or low energy levels, trust me, love, you need these Burn Caps in your life. I've been using these incredible products for over 3 years now and know they played a huge part in my success. And I just want that for you too. Again, go to CherieHaines.Bulafit.com and I'll have a link for you in the show notes. Okay, now it's your turn. Here are the steps in this system. Step one. Brainstorm what your priorities are at this point in time. Think back to your answer to the question, who do I want to be? Step two, make some commitments around those areas of your life that you want to begin improving. Step three, create your pivot step for each commitment that is going to challenge you. Doesn't this sound way more doable? And if we're smart, we will save ourselves a lot of time and energy and just follow through on our commitments in the first place. Am I right? Well, love, I know that I threw a lot at you this week, so why don't we go ahead and close together in prayer? Dear Heavenly Father, please help us this week as we work through our commitments and pivot steps that will stretch ourselves, but also allow for some grace. We need you now more than ever, as we know we will face some difficulties beginning this new journey. Please remind us to live in accordance with the Spirit so that our minds are set on what the Spirit desires. We love you and thank you for your guidance. In your Son's name we pray. Amen. Before you go, love, I wanted to remind you that I am a certified health and life coach and would love the opportunity to work with you one-on-one if there's something that you're struggling with. Sometimes, if we are able to dig a little deeper into your personal situation, we can get to the root of the problem together. If you'd like more information, please send me an email at healthcoach.shariehaines@gmail.com. Bye for now, and I hope you have a blessed week in the Lord.